I'd like to share with you a fascinating thought from Moshe Shapira Zatzal on the Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Tanchum, Kol Adam She'en Lo Isha, any man who is not married, the Gemara says, here are a list of some of the things that is missing out on in life. Sharu Beloy Simcha, is living a life bereft of joy. Beloy Bracha, without blessings. Beloy Toiva, Beloy Shalom, without peace. So okay, Simcha, Bracha, Toiva, those midos are understandable. A man can't realize those qualities if he's not married. But the Gemara says that a man who is not married is living without shalom. That seems strange. It would seem that quite on the contrary. Marriage is an opportunity for dispute. The one thing a person who is living alone has is peace and harmony. They say, two people, three opinions. But here, there's only one opinion in the house. No fight over the recliner or the thermostat or the in-laws. So why does the Gemara say that one who is not married doesn't live in shalom? How does marriage create shalom? So Rav Moshe Shapira offers an incredible answer which gives us a tremendous fundamental insight into the midah of shalom. He says, just not having disputes, that doesn't create shalom. If a person is alone and there's no one to fight with, that is not a midah of shalom. That is an existence of shalom. It's shalom by default. There isn't a metzius of shalom. That's an absence of conflict. Just being in a battle-free zone is not the paradigm of shalom. That is not how we define the ultimate midah of shalom. The epitome of shalom is possible only when two people are married. Now there are two opinions in the house. They emanate from two different backgrounds, with different perspectives, different mindset, different viewpoints. And despite that, still come to an agreement and live in harmony and respect for each other. That is the ultimate model of shalom. Living alone and not fighting with the four walls, that's not called shalom. That's why the Gemara says, Kal Adam She'en Lo Isha, Sharu Beloy Shalom. Marriage is about giving and self-sacrifice. It's learning how to sacrifice your comforts to accommodate your spouse. If you're hot and uncomfortable, but your spouse is cold, and you turn off the AC, that's the midah of shalom. She wants you to take her shopping, and you wait for her in the car, and you pay the bill, and you even pretend that you're happy to be there, that is a creation of shalom. The Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, Kalamagarish Ishtar Rishoina, whoever divorces his first wife, afilu mizbeach moirid all of the mois. Even the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash sheds tears over this calamity. Why mizbeach yoirid the mois? Why not the Aron or the Shulchan or the Menorah? Why the altar specifically? So Rav Dessler says, marriage is all about giving. The Hebrew word for love is ahava. The root of ahava is hav, which means to give. The more you give, the more you love. We get married so that we can give. The Pasuk says, Lo toiva yoisa adam levadai. It's not good for a man to live alone. Why? Because when you're single, you can't give. When you live alone, you are the center of the universe. The Mizbeach specifically sheds tears because Mizbeach embodies giving. We go to the Mizbeach to give. We take our nicest animals we have and we sacrifice them. We give them to Hashem. The Hebrew word for a sacrifice offering is karban, from the word karev, which means to draw close. When we give of ourselves and sacrifice from our possessions, by giving, we become closer to Hashem. When we give to others, we develop a close bond with the recipient. And when a person divorces his wife, it now signifies the end of giving. The Mizbeach, which symbolizes giving, sheds tears because now this person can no longer give. Every carbon we add salt. The Torah says, V'chal karbancha takrev melech. Why salt? Because salt is the ultimate giver, the unconditional giver. It gives of itself to make others taste better, and you can't give it anything to make it taste better. That's why we add salt, the quintessential giver, to every carbon. Being flexible, yielding, and giving in when there's conflict, that is the ultimate symbol of a happy marriage. A healthy marriage is based on giving. If one goes into a marriage thinking, how much can I get out of this relationship? Or what can my spouse do for me? That marriage is doomed to fail. Marriage is about giving, not taking. Kal Adam She'en Lo Isha, Sharu Beloy Shalom. One who lives alone hardly has any opportunities for giving. Therefore, one who is not married is living without the ultimate midah of shalom. However, if someone is fortunate enough to be living in a marriage where there's understanding between husband and wife, and it's a relationship built on giving and self-sacrifice, that's the ultimate symbol of shalom. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.